Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Well, we've covered a lot of territory this morning, and now it's your turn to get involved. So please join us, 1300 736 736. Debate the issues of the day and think about football, particularly as it continues to throw up different scenarios where the passions are ignited and away we go. Wes, be respectful, but let's debate them.
That's right. It's a great idea. It just makes sense. That's the suggestion that Clarko can't go out onto the arena. Someone else is trying to poke holes in it. He'll just take the team to the bench and address them there. Well, no, he's not allowed out of the box. He's going to stay upstairs in his box.
And then other people are saying, oh, there'll be speakerphones and this and that. No, you just make it very clear, very clear that there is to be no communication in the quarter and three-quarter time breaks. And if you then want to get smart and wire people up and all that, well, you run the risk of losing your coach for 12 weeks. Oh, you make it really clear. And in the end, you know, you take your penalty and your punishment. But you did say that there's another side of the coin. Like, Gary, Tim, I can't believe Clark's going to get punished. Absolute victim society. Webster does a dog act, then can't cop a spray. Dougal should have not got involved himself. Anyone knows what Dougal said? All these people calling for punishment are mad. So that's the other side of the coin. You did say that there's pretty much a demarcation line.
There is, and I would think a lot of those supporting Clarko would probably be North Melbourne fans as well. Joel's in Cheltenham. Good morning, Joel.
Morning, Gary. Morning, Tim. How are we?
Good on you, Joel. How you doing, mate?
Good, good. Guys, just wanted to have a quick chat. I went and saw the new Collingwood documentary-type movie last night called Take the Step, and let's just say they did it extremely well. They basically followed Pendles, Moore, Nick Dacos and Fly McRae in the final series, and it just revved me up ready for the 2024 season. It was just basically going, this is the inner sanctum, this is how we talk, and to have Fly McRae talk the way he does is absolutely inspirational, and it was definitely a thing to get out if you're a Pies man. Even if you're not, go out and see it because it was really, really good. Well done.
Good suggestion, Joel. I've heard the same thing. It's spine tingling, I've been told. Now, whether that's just for Collingwood fans.
Was that from Hutto?
No, he didn't watch the whole series. That's a documentary.
Grand Final Recall.
Right, this is the actual Collingwood doco. There's a text about the Tasmanian Devils, the jumper. Apparently it's going to be the traditional Tasmanian state jumper, of which I have one. I can bring that in tomorrow for you if you want. Panch wore one in the state team. Bottle green, yellow Tasmanian map with a big red deep crimson T in the middle of the yellow map.
It'd be a bit on the fireman's hose, wouldn't it?
It's got that linimenty, beautiful, woolly smell, Whispers.
Scotty's in Keilor Downs. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we going?
Good, Scotland. What's going on?
Just talking about, last year when they brought out the hardest and the easiest draw in the AFL fixture.
Yeah.
The stupid thing is that it doesn't make any difference or any sense for this year because everyone starts off zero.
Well, that's right.
It's going to be the hardest or the easiest.
That's right. Well, it's based on last year, Scotty. So they base it on where you finished the previous year. But you're right. That might be irrelevant by round six because, you know, the team at the top might be at the bottom and the bottom team might be at the top. So, but you've got to use a basis or something. But you're right. That's why it's a... You know, it's lopsided.
Getting a lot of feedback this morning too. A lot of people tuned into your little show last night expecting to see an upgraded sort of premiership window-ish type thing, and they were just a little bit disappointed that you didn't go with a refurbishment.
No, they weren't.
Or a renovation.
It's become almost part of the vernacular now. I heard it quoted over the weekend. The window, you're one of few that can't quite understand it, but that's okay. And we've... we resisted the temptation to put massive sponsorship on it. We've had a huge sponsorship.
Have you?
Yeah, the Blind Factory, they wanted to throw a fortune at it. But
did
we,
they?
We wanted to keep a clean sheet on it. So it's unsponsored.
Did you get a call from call carpet call as well? Did they want to put some carpet they down so that you could stroll down there on some new carpet?
Yeah, want to do the walk and talk.
Well, the only thing you need to understand about this is the top right-hand corner is your green. Is that?
That's the
Is damn, that looking out at some trees? Is it because it's green?
That's the damn premiership window. This is why I gave you a shout-out last night as one of the numbskulls that can't get their head around it.
I just don't understand the graphic.
That's right.
I understand what it's all about. Yeah. And I understand the fact that you need to be a great
team. I understand about it.
I know you need to be a great turnover team to win the flag.
That's right.
I know that.
Okay, both and that's defending the point, and generating
that's right.
scores.
But
from.
That's what the point that you were making. Probably that the best point you made last night would have been about Carlton and the fact that great stoppage team, particularly in the back half of the year, the way that they played.
Well, they defend.
They defend well, but you're saying because they don't turn over the ball nearly enough, then their limited opportunities come the final.
No, they don't
of the
punish
season.
The opposition on turnover. They don't go and score from turnover.
Right, okay.
So they force it, but they're not scoring. So they're 13th from turnover.
Okay, they're 13th from turning the ball over or 13th
from scoring
from turnover?
Offensively scoring.
Okay, so when you look at stats, you say, why is that?
Well, because some teams are predisposed to that attacking mindset. Other teams are more of a stoppage, clearance type team, and they set up around that. Yeah. So it's a change in mindset. You've got to be a bit more aggressive on. So don't play safe. You turn the footy over in your back half. Maybe the good teams are going bang quick and direct and moving. Others go, I've turned it over, I'll go sideways. So I don't, turn it back over.
Is there anything in what you've seen in the preseason that would suggest that they've tried to tinker with that part of their game?
Not against Melbourne, not that game I saw. But again, this is what happens in pre-season is you end up reverting to your strengths. And I think other teams have. Like when you watch the Kangas go, they're going hard and quick. Now, they will turn it over because they're still developing and they're still young. But I think most of the teams are trying to be a bit more aggressive on turnover. But we'll wait and see.
Also, the comparison between Riley Sanders and Joel Selwood. He was taken pick number 7, Joel, in 2006. Riley taken 6 in 2023, midfield position. And the fact that Joel, the year that he was taken, or the year before he was taken, they finished 10th, and then they won the flag in his first year.
Yeah.
Is that a prediction?
That wasn't mine, Matt, but I like it. I like the fact that they've gone to one of the greatest players of all time. It's just a circumstantial thing. It's a similar circumstance to where he's going. So I'm not sure we're saying that Riley Sanders will be Joel Selwood, but who knows? He might be that good.
He may well be. Mario's in Ivanhoe. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Mario.
Listen, on Clarko, I'm a Russell on North supporter, and I thought it was a pretty weak effort on the weekend by the bloke who jumped into Simpkin. And to be honest with you, I thought Clarko ought to be complimented, going over there and giving him a spray. Now, I don't know what he said, but I can think of some choice words that he could have used. I reckon he ought to be complimented for not going over there and giving him what he really deserved, a smack in the beak.
Well, that's the extreme version, Mario. We do know what he said, and it's inappropriate, and we understand why. And look, in the end of the day, there's only one thing that can come out of coaches interacting with opposition players in that manner, and it's not really good for the game, Mario. So I get it. You're a kangaroo man, and who was the last coach? Was it? Who said that it was as weak as water?
That was Chris Scott that had a crack at Lockie Neal.
That's right. That's
which
right.
led to the verbal altercation that he had with Chris Fagan out there on the ground as well.
But Chris didn't use in this instance, a really offensive slur. So that's why it didn't go any further.
And what is one of the problems that we see at suburban football and junior football as well?
Yeah, well,
that needs
two coaches,
to be taken into consideration when you see somebody who's considered to be one of the, an AFL coach who's in a very responsible position for the game.
Yeah, well, that's right. Because then we go to junior footy or suburban footy and there's coaches and officials that come onto the ground at quarter and three-quarter time to look after their group and they get a bit fiery and they lose a bit of perspective and it escalates. And so we – look, as I said, and someone took me to task saying, how do you know that Alistair Clarkson regrets it. Well, because he understands footy in the bigger picture. He gets a bit of a mist. That's the way he's always been. This sort of competitive juices flow. He's protecting of his – all that stuff. Mm. But as I said, he demands of his players that, yeah, you've got to be competitive. But at the 29th minute mark of the grand final, you're not giving away a 50-metre penalty because you're losing control. You've been able to just to suck it all up and just – Take control of yourself, and I guess that's where he let himself down a bit on the weekend.
Exactly. And Mark from Sydney, when a text message begins with this sentence, you won't read this out. Generally, you're right.
Generally, I haven't read that. They're flying through that quick. I can't keep up with them.
Hey, have you watched the Netflix Drive to Survive series at all?
I've never watched it.
Have you? You need to. You know why? I watched it and I got locked into it. I've never been a fan of the F1s, right? But because you really get to know all the participants in F1, because of the way it's filmed, they've got unbelievable access and the storylines and that type of thing. All of a sudden, I've watched that last week, and then all of a sudden, you start to get interested in the F1 races themselves and how they're playing out, because you feel like you actually know the drivers in a really intimate way.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
So is there a sport that needs to open itself up a little bit more to something like that so that we can actually then have greater access to understanding and knowing the participants?
Well, that's happened. So the golf have done it. Have you watched the golf one?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's a great challenge because you're not a golf person at all. So maybe if you watch that golf one, you might get a bit more interested. Tennis. I think tennis have done it as well.
They've tried, yeah.
So there's three sports that are going down that path. So
does cricket here in Australia?
There's a cricket doco out of them. Well,
is it done and filmed like that though? What sort of access do they actually get? Really get?
The test have done unbelievable documentaries. They get full unfettered access basically. But there's also an 80s doco that's come out. I haven't seen it yet, which is the era of cricket which I grew up with, which was when the Windies were the dominant team, and I think they've got Clive Lloyd being interviewed, Greg Chappell I saw. So all those players, which I will watch and look forward to it. But I understand entirely where you're coming from, because I think the Formula One people would say that it's been one of the greatest shot in the arms of all time. Introduced a whole new audience.
Well, you only have to look at the crowds that have come back to the Melbourne Grand Prix. Mm. And a lot of that, they say, is attributed to this series, this Netflix series, because people that weren't fans before and people that had never even considered watching it sat down during COVID and watched it and then became fans of it.
Gary, let me get this straight. To be in the window, you've got to have both good offence and defence. Who would have thought? Laughing emoji, Dave. Well, this is the nuances of it, Dave. Mm. So whilst the Port Adelaide Footy Club were on this charge, nine wins in a row, 10 wins in a row, and everyone's going, how good are they going? We, and I don't want to make...
No, you.
The window, not me. The window was
telling you... But you are the window. You're the window
but
operator.
Look where... No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Look at just if you're on Port Adelaide... Be Dave, this is for you. Just understand that whilst we're on this rare winning streak, they're just slowly sliding out of the window. Slowly, slowly, slowly.
They have, apparently, your new nickname at Fox is Double Hung Gary.
It's got nothing to do with the No, it's not me, Wispy. It is it is our very good friend Hoiny. Well Hung Hoiny, they call him. Because he gets the window up and precisely where we need it to be. Book on the bit. You're a silly man. Best rates at melbourneairport.com.au and breakfast powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota mowers, tractors and land-pointed attachments. I'm getting a little service today of the Kubota. Because you need some help with yours.
Yeah, well, I got it going again.
I'm not
going
to give you my man's
name. No, well, I need his number, but I got it going again over the weekend. Didn't have a lot of grass to mow, but sometimes,
There's no grass because it's so dry.
Sometimes I just like taking it for a drive. Even if I'm not cutting anything, I don't even put the cutter on. I don't get it going.
Yeah,
the blade.
Drive I just your like, little property.
I just like to have a little ride and just see where Brando's actually been doing his business that I haven't been able to locate it. There is nothing like it. It's like a... It's how's the best way to describe it is?
I don't know.
It's
sure.
Almost like it's meditative.
It is.
To sit on your mower.
It is.
And just get the vibration, the gentle vibration. I don't put the accelerator right up. I just have it sort of like half going, and it's just a beautiful hum that it has.
Exactly right. Simon from Brighton, he can't get his head around the window. Thought you were smarter than that, Simon, but anyway, that's your...
Don't have a crack at people.
No, he just can't. He hasn't got the nuance.
Dave loves it. He loves the window, and he loves you. Gary, and he says, go D's. He's biased.
Let's take a break and we'll come back after it.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Oh, dear me. Having some fun in here today. We are. Our studio partner is Kogan. Buy one, get one free on Kogan Mobile's biggest yearly prepaid plans, Kogan.com. Click and awesome.
I needed to talk to you about this, what? And Simon's reminded me of it.
Which Simon?
Tim, Gary needs to get that window double glazed, making far too much noise pre-round one. There was a lot of paper ruffling last night. And rustling last night.
Don't look at me.
Was that you?
No.
It must have been you, because at that time, the shot was on Jono and Bucks, and you were the only one we couldn't see, but we could hardly hear because you must have been rubbing your papers up against your chest or something.
Who said
were you scratching yourself at some stage off camera?
Rubbing myself with my paper? It was on a clipboard.
Well, you must have de-clipped it at some stage. Tim puts the log splitter on the back, drives around in circles, looking at his trailer, wondering how he's going to get it on. I'm not sending the log splitter to your place, actually.
Why?
Because I found a use for it the weekend.
What do you mean you're not sending
it? Well, because I needed to, because I'd already split the wood, but I've split it into pieces that are too big, the red box.
Well, you're not getting...
So I had to go back, I had to re-split them and try and make them smaller.
Oh, okay. So when you run out, which you will very quickly, of the big stuff, don't come looking to me.
I know, but you haven't solved the problem that we have, and that is getting it onto the trailer to get it to your place. You're not strong enough to lift it.
Hey, that's my splitter.
We need a ramp. Is there anybody out there?
The big splitting axe and bang.
Has anybody got a ramp that we could just borrow for?
What do you want a ramp for?
Because you've got to then wheel it up onto the ramp, onto the back of the trailer. How else are we going to get it onto the trailer?
Lift it.
No, we can't. I've just said to you, it's too heavy to lift. Can you listen to what I'm saying? That is the best weekend for anybody. I was going to say blokes, but okay, I'll just...
Anybody?
Anybody.
Don't get us into trouble.
You got a ride on Mar, and you hop off your ride on Mar, and then you fire up your wood splitter.
Yeah.
You'll be in heaven. Absolute heaven.
I agree with you, Wisp. I'm looking forward to it. In fact, I was hoping the weather would be a bit cooler, because I can't do all my sort of chopping up of the wood in this weather.
No, but you don't want to get the axe out anymore. You're getting
a
little bit...
Yes, I do.
No,
I do. It's a good workout.
Yeah, but it's not good for your hammer and tack.
Good for your guns.
And your buckled rib or your guns.
Simon says that there's Clarko's red mist is not an excuse. No, Simon, that's right. It's not. That's what I'm telling you. And I are agreeing. You're having a go at me saying that I won't call him out on it. That's exactly what I said. He gets a red mist, but he's got to be better. He needs to be able to control it better. I'm just telling you what's happening. I'm not making an excuse for him. And the suggestion from the SEN Breakfast group is part of his penalty should be for 2 weeks he doesn't get to go onto the field. So he's got to coach from the box.
Mm.
And the survey running, well, 30% says that's a good idea, 70% not. But you can get on our Twitter poll and vote on that. Happens in the EPL. The managers get sent to the stands. He can still coach from the box and he can still talk pre-game and post-game, but not at the quarter and three-quarter time breaks. That's just a lateral suggestion.
It is. And talking about stadiums, the Geelong Stadium, the new Geelong Stadium, looks absolutely magnificent. The new Joel Selwood Stand. Yes. I was down there on Thursday doing 2 minutes with Wisp with Chris Scott, a nice little expansive, interesting, articulate, thoughtful, thought-provoking type of interview with him. And
when is that going to air tonight? Oh,
it's going to air tonight.
I thought it would be.
I had a great chat with him last Thursday. I really enjoyed seeing
him. He won you over, did he?
No. That's the first time I've ever sat down and had like a conversation with him outside you and I maybe doing a 5-minute interview with him or whatever, or just passing him somewhere and saying hello.
Yeah.
It was great, and he was on for a chat, and he explained a lot of different, and went into great detail about what they're doing and where they see themselves now. How they might change their direction at some stage during the season, that type of thing. So it was interesting.
Well, that's interesting.
Really interesting.
This is more interesting.
If your
car's brake and taillights are visible with the splitter on, you don't need lights on the splitter, so you can bring it around.
I'm not worried about that though, because somebody else said last week. No, they said that the little tyres aren't made for towing.
Yes, they are.
How far do you think they can travel? Because it's 17 minutes, exactly 17 minutes from my place to your place.
Yeah, well, that'll be right.
And we've got to go downhill and up Dale, and I'm not sure that we'd make it.
Hey, did you hear Kenny Hinkley? So when we go out to do the your shots pre-season that you do and we do, I think Channel 7 had them come into the studio. So we went out to all the clubs, mic'd up the coaches at training, got your hero shots of the players training and all that sort of stuff. All the coaches got mic'd up. This is Kenny Hinckley last night. I loved it. Having a listen to Kenny just talking to his players during training. Have a listen.
Do me one favour, will you? Every time black mid fumbles it, barrel them for me. Yep. All right? Yep. At some point, we've got to stop fumbling the ball. Don't fumble the ball.
So he goes to Willem Drew.
Willem Drew, yeah.
He says, listen, do me a favour. Yeah. If he fumbles again, barrel him.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Well, I'm surprised to hear that tumbling out of Kenny's mouth. That's what I'm laughing about.
But that's exactly what you'd want.
And, Richard, that is probably the most complimentary thing that anybody has ever sent a text about. So I thank you for that. He's been a listener since day one, and he thinks the show just keeps getting better and better. Thank you, Richard.
Good on you, Richard. We're going to give you a prize.
We should give you a prize. Yeah,
very kind of you.
Terribly supportive. So good on you, Rich. We'll get you a mirror.
We've got a film crew here.
We'll send you a mirror to have a look at yourself.
What are they filming?
Out there? Crew?
Yeah, what are they going to be filming? Are you doing something?
Signet Boost Power Bank team that are coming in to have a chat with you and I.
You're not doing a 2-minute sort of power type.
We'll do a little presentation.
Presentation.
I might interview you, actually. Hey, don't forget, there's a $100 voucher from Adidas Golf up for sale. Oh, I might grab that. The new Tour 360 24 golf shoe is available now at adidas.com.au. One of the great golf shoes, Wisp. That's what I roll with. The Tour 360. It is a... What? What did I tell you? Before I even read that, what did I tell you?
You got a pop-up warehouse sale going on soon.
They are magnificent. Get a hold of them. We'll give that away in the next half hour.
Oh, this is
best
this
caller,
is promising.
Best texter. Richard probably hasn't quite made the $100 voucher, but the best caller or texter will get that.
No, that was a great text. I towed a little splitter from Balnarring to Flinders recently. No problem at all, Wisp.
I told you that.
Well, that is
bring
positive.
It around. How'd positive. The Greyhound go from Nick? Not so well, Nick. It ran last Friday or Saturday, and
let's just say this:
Sunday finished sixth at Sandown.
It's going to be a long time before he gets a smacko.
Hip hip hip.
And Pete from Narre Warren, great supporter. I've given you blokes plenty of compliments since day one. Richard's absolutely correct. Yeah, go on you, Pete.
Go on you, Pete.
He's agreeing with Rich.
You just showed
Loves
me a show. You just showed me a photo then of a distressing shot it is, but it's a kangaroo that's gone inside your woodshed down at Main Ridge to die. Is that what you think?
No, it did. It was dead. I don't know why it went
You
in
found
there.
Him lying there like that on the floor of your woodshed?
Dead.
That's amazing. Because, you know, my brother that was caught up in the fires up near Raglan out the back of Beaufort.
Yep.
He sent a pic the other day of a kangaroo that has now wedded itself to their home because the only bit of green grass in the whole area is around the house.
Right.
So the kangaroo, the solitary kangaroo, has just moved
dangerous.
In there. No, he just lies around on the green grass and then just drinks out of one of the fountains that they've got outside.
Comes in the house.
He just made himself completely at home.
Hey, got a weekend eye catcher for Bailey Nelson. Now they're shaking up the way Aussies buy glasses, some magnificent glasses they've got. I had one. Buku Kamas played in defence for the Western Bulldogs on Saturday.
Did He'd okay.
been tried as a forward and looked pretty much at home. He caught my eye for Bailey Nelson.
This bloke caught my eye too, Riley Bonner. Did you see him playing at halfback for the Saints at the weekend?
I did.
Just seems it's a very small sample, but he gave them a lot of run, and he's a very nice penetrating kick. Kicked a couple of goals. Well, he kicked one goal, I remember, off a very tight angle too. So he caught my eye at the weekend.
Who caught your eye from the weekend for Bailey Nelson? Send through some suggestions right now. You get free multifocal lenses, one pair from the Everyday Range. T's and C's apply. And we had the news headlines, didn't we? Yes, we did. What are you laughing at?
Well, Laura sent this through. Yep. Gary, this is the suggestion off the text. Gary for coach of the Tassie Devils. Wisp as his sidekick assistant, right on mower. There you go. For call of the year. Boom. So I come out onto the track.
Right.
I just mow a nice little strip for you. So you go out there, coach.
Yep.
When you come back from the huddle, the Wisp has already just mowed a nice little strip for you.
Like it, Laura. Well done. Let's take a break. Questions without notice to wrap up.